I watched the weather of me through the day to see if perhaps there was something there. I noticed that it changed unbidden as though another turned its dials. Sometimes the taste of that place between green and violet was broken by mountains of stark white cotton stretching from horizon to horizon. It called to something in me which wanted to be in that place of awe and wonder, but it passed over. At other moments, the sky was filled with shades of gray and black, ominous and threatening, fields of energy alert to danger. The impulse to cover, to hide, was strong, but I remained still. It passed along with the rest. All I found there was that the weather of me shifts its shape to suit the situation. There is nothing profound there, nothing to hold on to. It just comes and goes as it wills. I sought meaning in the deeper things to see if there was some nugget, some treasure there for me. I noticed the sage of me arising from the depths, ready to pronounce profundity. He sat on his throne, voice lowly and toned, and gentle, condescending words doled out to the yielding seekers, needing a light to weigh a wizard. And then another, a chocolate-haired little boy with dark brown eyes and freckles dotting his nose and cheekbones. He sought to woo with innocence and pouty lips, seeking attention, protection, love. Crooked smile, shaggy hair, smelling of sunshine and romance. Then, in the midst of my looking, I heard him laugh. The jester, my tenuous but always faithful friend. He reminded me that what I was seeking would not be found in the costumes my ego wears. The profound can be just another distraction and a game. As to the dance of affection, what I sought was not there. Then I watched the watcher, paying attention to my paying attention, remembering again that I know very little, and how easily distracted I can be. Caught up in a self that is fleeting like the weather, changed by the currents on the wind around me. Hidden behind masks that can be at times mistaken for me, leaving me alone, but entertained or distracted. I laughed along with the jester. He always tells me the truth, especially when I take myself too seriously or not seriously enough. It's like trying to scratch an itch in a mirror. I sought but did not find, for what I wanted could not be found there. A wonderful playground of experience and love and learning and hope and grief, but playground it is, for it will not last. In seeking, I found that there is really no need to seek that which is not lost. Come home, boy. It's time for rest.